Hello, you are listening to Audio Fanfic Podcast.
Dress Up by Leah Scully on AO3. Rating, explicit. Chapter 4. The panties that Scully buys him to wear to work are sleek, red satin, with lace insets at the hips. They look more comfortable than some of hers, and Mulder looks absolutely fucking incredible in them. The first time he puts them on, Scully can't resist, pushing him onto the bed, climbing on his lap, and rubbing against him until she's soaked through both their panties. She comes over and over, straddling his dick and then his lace-clad hip, before he growls, tugs his panties down, and pushes hers to the side, and thrusts up into her. She can feel the tension of the elastic waist under her as he fucks her. It feels so goddamn good. She shrieks so loudly, she's sure the neighbors hate her more. But sex noises have got to be better than gunshots. Mulder comes with a yelp and collapses on the bed. Scully flops on top of him, all her muscles weak and trembling, her cunt throbbing. "Fuck," she says contemplatively. Mulder groans in agreement. When they can move again, she shows him how to carefully hand wash his panties in the sink with wool light and hangs them to dry. "You're the one who got them all wet," he teases her, kneading the fabric in the soapy water. "You should wash them." "You're the one who got them all sticky," she counters as he rinses them, and he drapes his panties over her towel rack and then presses her against the door and kisses her. He tugs at the tie to her robe and the knot comes loose, the robe falling open at her sides. She lets him pin her hands over her head and fuck her against the door. Long, slow thrusts that turn more and more urgent until the door is rattling in its frame with every stroke and Scully is crying out again. The panties, she decides, are an unmitigated success. She can't wait to see what other styles they have. At this rate, she won't be spending any more money on sex toys. She makes him wear them to work one day. They're scheduled to be in a lot of meetings. She likes looking across the table at him, knowing there's red satin under the dark wool of his expensive trousers. She makes sure to drag him into the most crowded elevators, where she backs him into a corner and rubs her ass against him, pretending she's just shifting around, avoiding running into anyone else. By the time they get down to the basement, he's squirming. "They're fine when I'm soft," he tells her once they're in the office. He's sitting behind his desk, trying to hide his crotch. But there's a lot less room right now. She steps around the desk and reaches out boldly and unzips his pants. The head of his dick is peeking out from the waistband of the panties, his erection too bulky to be contained. Scully licks her lips and sinks her knees and sucks him off right there in the middle of the office, the panties snugged around his balls. He tries to be quiet, bless him, and he tries not to mess up her hair, but doesn't really succeed at either. He's hissing her name, clutching and stroking at her hair, and then he comes, shuddering into her mouth. And she swallows him down and wipes her mouth delicately with the back of her hand before she gets up. "Just wanted to make sure you could get through our 3 p.m., she says. "I don't think Skinner's quite as accommodating as I am." "You never know," he says, still breathing heavily. "But I like your accommodations better." He catches her by the wrist and pulls her close, easing his other hand up her skirt. "Should I return the favor? And watch me fall asleep at my desk," she jokes. "I could get you close," he offers. "You won't fall asleep if I don't let you come." Her cunt clenches at the thought. "Put yourself away first," she tells him. "You don't want to see me popping out the edge again?" he teases, but he does up his pants with the hand that isn't slowly caressing the gusset of her panties. "Oh, I do," she assures him, "but nobody else gets to." "I like when you get jealous," he says, his fingers sliding up and down the swiftly dampening fabric between her legs. "Do you think I can make you beg?" "I guess we'll see," she tells him. She almost wishes he hadn't zipped his pants, but the picture of his hard dick under the red satin and black lace is clear enough in her mind. Mulder's fingers move back and forth, until Scully is shifting impatiently against his palm. "Calm down," he tells her with a wicked grin. "Fuck you," she suggests, and he laughs. "You definitely fall asleep on your desk," he tells her, but he finally hooks his fingers into her panties and touches her clit. Scully hisses through her teeth and spreads her legs as wide as her skirt will allow. It's not enough, but it's something. She pushes herself onto his fingers, and he obligingly fucks her with them, stroking her clit with his thumb. Scully braces herself on his shoulders and manages not to move forward onto his lap and straddle his thigh until she sees stars. "Oh, God," she says, and just like that, Mulder pulls his hand away. He gets up out of his chair, letting his whole body drag against hers, and goes to the lab area to wash his hands. Scully stands there, half stunned, soaking wet, and aching for his touch. "I thought you were going to beg," he says. "Guess I wasn't good enough." Her brains are too scrambled to reply, which makes him chuckle. She goes and sits in her chair and resists the urge to rock back and forth until she comes. Slowly, the throbbing in her cunt subsides. By their 3 p.m. meeting with Skinner and the other bigwigs, she's just a little horny, but still frustrated. She takes it out on Mulder by slipping her foot out of her shoe and pushing her toes into the cuff of his pants. He repays her by bending her over the desk in the office and frotting against her until she's almost, almost coming, and then backs off again. Her clit pounds angrily, the friction of her panties almost painful against her sensitive skin. "When we get home," she says slowly, and trails off. "When we get home what?" he prompts. "I'm gonna fuck your brains out," she says. "What brains you have left?" "Talk like that, and I'll pop right out of my panties," Mulder tells her. Scully whimpers. "Half an hour until quitting time," Mulder tells her. She raises an eyebrow. "Whatever will we do to pass the time?" Work is clearly out of the question. She wishes she cared more. But what the hell? The only good thing she's ever gotten out of this job is Mulder. "I have an idea," he says, and spends the next 30 minutes with his hand in her panties, stroking her occasionally while they both pretend to read files and argue about the latest reports of strange happenings. She's so fucking on edge by the time they leave that she wants to just shove him into the backseat of the car. But the garage is surveilled, of course. She sells for pressing against him again in the elevator. He's so hard. She smirks at him, and he looks down at her with hunger in his eyes. She gets to her place before he does and strips off her clothes. When he comes in the door, she's in her bra and panties. She grabs him by the tie and walks to the couch. And Mulder, if nothing else, can take a fucking hint, because he scoops her onto her back, peels her panties off, and has his mouth around her clit before she even asks. "I thought you wanted me to beg," she gasps. "You will," he promises, and dives back in. And she does. God damn him. Because he takes her right to the edge, lips and tongue and fingers all working in beautiful harmony. She's withering under him, nails dragging into his back, when he just stops. "Please," she gets out, "don't stop." "What was that?" he asks. His mouth is wet and red from the heat of her cunt, and he looks fucking gorgeous. "Mulder, please," she says, and then realizes she's begging. "The prophecy is fulfilled," he says with a smirk. She flips herself off her back and onto him with a snarl, almost tearing his clothes off. Soon, he's down to his panties. His dick strains at the fabric. Scully pushes him onto the couch and practically flings herself into his lap. In a few strokes, she's gotten herself off, the ridge of his dick hot between her folds. She lets her head loll back, knowing he can't resist her breasts. He doesn't even try. He's palming her nipples as she regains her senses. "If you ever fucking do that again," she starts. "You'll come harder than you ever have in your life," he suggests. "Yes," she says. "Don't worry, baby," he says. "I wouldn't leave you high and dry. Not that you are dry in any sense of the word." Do you want me to fuck you? She asks, shifting suggestively on his lap. Or do you want to just sit there and look pretty? I want to fuck you and look pretty, he tells her. Fuck me then, she says. And he reaches down to take his dick in his hand. He was half out of his panties already. Scully wasn't decorous in her need for release. She pushes herself up a little and is pleased to see a wet spot she left on the satin. Mulder wraps his fingers around his dick with practical ease. He rubs himself between her folds, spreading her slickness everywhere, as if she weren't already wet, what feels like halfway down her thighs. The thing is, he says conversationally, you're so fucking gorgeous when you're about to come, Scully. I love the look on your face. I just want to see it over and over. You're not going to fuck me, are you? She says, pretending to be disappointed. Not yet, he says. Nobody likes a tease, Mulder, she says. I don't know, he says thoughtfully, taking her nipple into his mouth. He sucks hard and releases her. It kind of seems like you do. He rubs his dick against her again. Scully sighs, and Mulder smirks at her. He guides her up to where he wants her. The head of his dick pushes against her entrance, just enough to stretch her. She wants to just sink down and take him in as deep as possible. But he won't let her. It's just the head of him, nudging like a promise, and his thumb flicking over her clit. In a few minutes, she's panting, her thighs trembling. Gorgeous, he whispers, and that almost does it for her. But he lifts her up off his lap with strong hands and sets her on her feet. She's almost woozy with desire. The fact that she's already come once doesn't seem to offset the 5 or 6 times she didn't come. She wants him so badly. She lets him see it, the bare need in her. She knows by the way his eyes darken that he loves this, loves the way they play with their power while remaining equals. Go get on the bed, he tells her. And she wobbles her way into the bedroom and lies down. She lays herself out, a feast for his eyes. He struts in with his dick tucked back into the red panties, still straining against him. He's right, they're a little too small when he's as hard as this, but she likes that. It's satisfying to see that he wants her so much that he literally can't contain himself. Turn over, he tells her, and she obediently rolls onto her belly. Face the mirror. She shifts. He walks around the bed until he's behind her. Spread your legs. She spreads them, leaving herself wide open for him. She watches him look at her in the mirror, the sudden hunger that crosses his face. He meets her eyes in the reflection and smiles. He lets her watch him slide the red panties slowly down his hips until they slip down his thighs, out of her sight. He steps out of them. It's such a particular gesture, she knows, even though she can't see it. He kneels on the bed behind her. He leans over her and brushes her hair away from her ear. I'm gonna fuck you now, he growls quietly, watching her in the mirror. I've been waiting all day, pent up in those damn tight panties. Tight and wet, she points out. Wet because of you, he reminds her. Is that polite, to soak my panties? Yes, she says brashly, and he grins at her, feral. And I think Skinner was looking at your ass. I bet he was, he says. Give me some all-lace ones. We'll really give them something to talk about. I saw, she starts to say, but then he's pressing down on top of her, shifting until he can slide into her. And she groans and shoves her ass as far into the air as she can get in. And then he's in her, to the hilt in one thrust, fucking her deeply and hard, just like she wanted all day, just like she's wanted for years if she were honest. His hand and hers both fumble for her clit, and they touch her together as he shoves into her. His weight bears her down into the mattress, and it's delicious. The pressure inside and outside her shuts down every thought in her brain, and there's only sensation, only Mulder, bucking into her, his teeth grazing the nape of her neck, his fingers pinching at her clit. She pushes against him as strongly as she can, keeping the angle just right, and fucking yes, yes, yes. She's going to come around him at last. All the promises he made earlier finally fulfilled. Pleasure fills her up almost to the bursting point, as hard and hot as Mulder's dick. And then she's coming so hard, she sees stars. Her whole body shakes, and she tries to hold herself steady, but Mulder's coming too, pounding into her, gritting out her name in a raspy voice. Scully lets go. Her cunt clutches hard around him, and then she's gone. Somewhere in space, maybe. Weightless and formless. She doesn't even know when he pulls out. She's somewhere else, beyond her body. She comes to still on her belly on the bed, her cheek pressed into the covers, Mulder lying next to her, panting. "Worth the wait?" he asks. In every way, she assures him.
If you like this story and would like to contribute, you can do so by going to our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/audiofanficpod. As a patron, you are granted early access to one new story of your choosing per month. Thank you for listening. And remember, the stories are out there.